Hi, I'm Susan Lewis. I sat down with pianist Kirill Gerstein. He was in town to perform Shostakovich's Piano Concerto No. 2 with the Philadelphia Orchestra. I asked him about the first time he played the work.
First time, I think it was maybe 2007. I think it was 2007-08 season. The conductor Semyon Bychkov asked me to play it with him with Munich Philharmonic. It was my first time. I didn't know the piece before, and so I tried to propose some other concertos that I knew, and there was quite a number of concertos on the list that I offered, and then Semyon wrote the most charming letter to me saying it really has to be Shostakovich too, but he has never done it as well, and if I will agree, then we can sweat under the lamps for the first time together. And if that would happen, then we would play in Munich, but then we would also go and play it in La Scala with the La Scala Orchestra in Milano. So those were the first two experiences and occasions with this piece. That's not very often played for, I think, in my opinion, no good reason. And since then, I've played it actually quite a few times, most recently also with the Vienna Philharmonic, which had never played this concerto before, so that was amusing. And so it's a piece I very much enjoy, and I think so does Yannick, and it's a lovely concerto.
Have you changed the way you approach it?
I hope so. I think I change the way I approach everything every day, and this is why I go to the piano in the morning, and practice and see what's different today. So I'm sure I'm a different person. Yannick told me when we started rehearsing it, she said, "Oh, I watched your performance from Japan. That's on YouTube." And she said, "But you do this and that in the second movement." And I said, "Look, it was 5 years ago. I hold no responsibility anymore. I'm a different person."
It's funny that it's not performed very often. Does it show a different side of Shostakovich, do you think, from what people would expect?
Well, I think for sure it does. I think it's so a bit overlooked because of the history of the piece that he wrote it for his son as a present for his graduation from the music school. So I think it has a bit of this reputation that this is a youth concerto. But in fact, I think it is quite challenging and there's nothing so unworthy or unserious about it as far as its quality goes. It has a lot of humor, but it's a very worthy piece. And yes, I think it does show Shostakovich in a more domestic mode, maybe because it's for his son or for whichever reason. But the second movement is so particularly beautiful and kind of, for me, without Shostakovich trying to be a modern composer or without trying to be anything. It just is, and so it has a certain, you could say, unforced feel to it, unforced beauty to it. And the third movement is full of humor and makes fun also of this educational piano exercises that Shostakovich's son obviously had to practice as any pianist at some point encounters these Hanan and Czerny exercises, and Shostakovich makes fun of that. And the first movement is very compact in terms of length and form, but really contains everything within a rather short span in some way, so relates to the scherzo of the first violin concerto. And so in that sense, there is intensity and there is drama in this so somewhat miniaturized package as compared to some of the symphonies. So it's a very rich piece.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.